The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 3, text number 40, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on November 9th, 2013, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gate Mai Yuvam Labdhava Varam Mat Sadrasham Sutam Gramyan Bogan Abunjatam Yuvam Prapta Manaratau Manaratau Gate Mai Yuvam Labdha Varam Mat Sadrisham Sutam Gramyan Bhagan Nabunjatam Yuvam Prapta Manaratau Gate Mai Yuvam Labdha Varam Mat Sadrisham Sutam Gramyan Bhagan Nabunjatam Yuvam Prapta Manaratau Gate Mai. After my departure, Yuvam, both of you, husband and wife, Labdhava, after receiving, Varam, the benediction of having a son, Matsadrisham, exactly like me. Sutam, a son. Gramyabhogan, engagement in sex. Abunjatam, enjoyed. Yuvam, both of you, prapta, having been achieved, manorato, the desired result of your aspirations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. After you received the benediction and I disappeared, you engage yourselves in sex to have a son like me, and I fulfilled your desire. Purport. According to the Sanskrit dictionary, Amara Kosha, sex life is also called Gramya Dharma, material desire. But in spiritual life, this gramya dharma, the material desire for sex, is not very much appreciated. If one has a tinge of attachment for the material enjoyments of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, one is not niskinshana. But one really should be niskinshana. Therefore, one should be free from the desire to beget a child like Krishna by sexual enjoyment. This is indirectly hinted at in this verse. So even though there's a license for having Krishna conscious children if one is a householder, still one has to give up even that desire. Because any desire for sex enjoyment binds one to this material existence. Even if it is for a Krishna conscious purpose to raise Krishna conscious children. Therefore, grihastha life has to be given up. Every grihastha must at least become vanaprastha, if not sannyasi. Because this attachment to sex life binds us to this material existence. Why does it do that? Because you have to identify with your body to have sex. Sex means male-female, you see. So immediately there has to be bodily conscious, male, female, you see. If I'm not this body, then there's no male, female doesn't make any sense. In the ultimate issue, and the fact is we're not these bodies. We don't need sex to be happy. It's only one thing we need to be happy, and that is Krishna. If you have Krishna, you have everything. Now, this is not to say that householders cannot raise Krishna conscious families. We encourage them. But at the same time, they know it's only a temporary license that has to be given up in due course. Because any attachment for sex pleasure does keep one caught up in the karma chakra. How then, this is a very important question then for all of us, how then do we get completely free from sex desire? That little cupid, you know, flying around with his ears, ping, ping. How do we get free from the arrows of Cupid? And they attack anywhere, even in the Brahmachari ashram, Cupid comes flying around sometimes. Disturbing the minds of the Brahmacharis, you see. So how do you get a Cupid-proof heart? You have to put a special shield over your heart. It's called the Madan Mohan shield. Cupid, he is Madan. But Mohan means attractor. So the one who attracts Cupid, he is called Madan Mohan. Cupid may be coming after you with his little quiver of lusty arrows. I'm going to go get that person, you see. But Madan Mohan can divert him. He's coming after you with his arrows. But then Madan Mohan distracts him, you see. The attractor of Cupid. So you want to become free from lust. You gotta get a good relationship with Madan Mohan. And if you want even more potency, get a good relationship going with Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor of the attractor of Cupid, Srimati Radharani. You see? You get Radharani on your side, and Cupid can't get within a million miles of you. Radharani is really, really powerful, you see. She's so powerful she can't even attract the attractor of Cupid. So Cupid doesn't stand a chance once you get connected with Radharani. Cupid might as well just hang up his quiver and go and retire in Vrindavan or something, you know. So how do you get in good with Radharani? Prabhupada told us, he gave us a hint. On the holy day of Radhastami in London, he told us how to do, how to get the special mercy of Radharani. He said, you pray to her like this. My dear mother, Radharani. She's our mother, you see. So a mother is very kind to the children. You see? So we address her as our mother. She's our mother. My dear mother, Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. You see, Krishna is a very big man, big important man, you see. And to be noticed by him is not always easy. But Radharani, she's a very soft-hearted girl. It's very easy to get Radharani's attention. So you ask Radharani, you get Radharani on your side to help you out, you see. My dear mother Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. So you know how kind is that Radharani? I mean, it's unbelievable how kind she is. Really, it's unbelievable. What Radharani actually does, if you pray to her like that sincerely, she'll actually do this. She'll say, my dear Krishna, my dear Shamsundar, just see this devotee over here. He's a better devotee than me. Now that's a pretty high recommendation. Because who can be a better devotee than Radharani? But Radharani is so kind and so humble and so much into pushing others forward and keeping herself in the back that she says, Krishna, here is a devotee who is better devotee than me. And what will Krishna do when he's so what will Krishna do? A devotee better than Radharani. Let us see this devotee better than Radharani. Then Krishna will cast his glance of mercy upon you. You see? And you'll get the mercy, you see. So in this way, if we get Radharani's help, then you just become like a Kumara, you know. Sex is not even an issue. A Kumara? The four Kumaras? Yeah. They didn't want to be bothered by sex, you see. Before you hit puberty, I mean, sex doesn't even exist, really, in your brain. Doesn't even exist. You're just a little kid, you know. The whole world is like a fascinating place. The butterflies and the flowers and, you know, there's women, there's men. It doesn't mean anything. There's no such thing as sexual consciousness for a little kid. I mean, everything to him is fascinating, but there's no such thing as sexual attraction for a little kid. It doesn't exist. So the Kumara said, we want to stay little kids. We're not going to grow up. Forget it. Ramaji actually wanted them to propagate and fill up the universe with children. And they said, no way, we're staying brahmachari. And Brahmaji got so angry that Shiva came out of it, took birth out of his forehead. So actually, if we take shelter of Radharani, we'll just be like Kumaras, you know. I remember one time I had a joke with a brahmachari. He was visiting our temple in Houston. And we had a ladies' ashram about 4 miles away from the temple. So it was a joke, a brahmachari joke. So he came to me, he asked me, he said, Sankarshan Prabhu, where's the ladies' ashram? Where's the women's ashram? Yeah. So just as a joke, I said, you know, as a brahmachari, I said, woman? What's a woman? I never heard of such a thing. So, you know, this is like a Kumara consciousness. I was just joking with him, of course. But actually, this is how, when one actually becomes Krishna conscious, you're no longer fazed by sex attraction. Everyone's just a spirit soul. And you don't feel the sex impulse anymore. It doesn't exist. It's just like some bad dream that you used to have, you know. Some nightmare I had in one time. Sex desire. But now it's just, it's gone. The nightmare is over. And now I'm just surfing in the waves of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The unlimitedly magnificent waves of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So this is real Krishna consciousness. You become totally happy. You don't think, why Krishna has a girlfriend and I can't have a girlfriend? There's no thought like that. You think, I'm just so happy to see how Krishna and his girlfriend are having such a wonderful love affair. I'm totally enlivened by this love affair between Radha and Krishna. I just want to serve their love affair. That's all I want to do. I just want that Radharani can become, that Krishna can be more attracted to Radharani, and Radharani can be more attracted to Krishna. That's the mood of the gopis, you see. And Lord Chaitanya said that there is no greater mood than the mood of the gopis. So we have to develop that mood. We just want to see that Radha and Krishna are enjoying. And that is our complete total satisfaction. So in this way, a devotee, he becomes completely happy. Instead of thinking, how can I make a woman pregnant? He thinks, how can I impregnate all living entities with the teachings of Krishna? This is sometimes called the greater sex life, you see. I mean, why make one woman pregnant when you can make the whole world pregnant with love of God, you see? Impregnate everyone with Krishna Prem, you see? Instead of through the genital, through the mouth, Krishna Gita, you see? Just make everyone pregnant, impregnate them with the Krishna Gita, you see? This way the whole world can be happy. Everyone can be swimming in the nectar of Krishna Prem. So this is our desire, you see. We want to make the whole world happy. We want that all the horrible horrible hate and violence and terrorism and torture will stop. We can't tolerate to see our mothers, the cows, being slaughtered in the slaughterhouse. We can't tolerate seeing the innocent children being murdered in the abortion clinics. Therefore, we've given our whole lives to Prabhupada's mission to put a stop to this nonsense. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes?
So, to attract the mercy of Radharani, how should we do? Just say those words, or we can call on Radharani also?
Матри спрашивает, для того, чтобы привлечь его еще мать Радхарани, просто нам нужно сказать эту молитву, или мы можем звать Радхарани тоже?
Say those words or what?
Or we can also call Radhi, Radhi, Radhi,
Radhi. Oh, she's wanting to know if we should introduce Radhe Radhe into our kirtans. That's what she wants to know. Huh? Is that what you're asking? Can we introduce Radhe like Radhe, 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 Sham? Can we invent some new kirtans to attract Radhe? Well, anyway, whether you're asking that or not, the point has come up now. The answer is no. Radhe, 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 Shyam. Prabhupada, I just read a purport yesterday. Prabhupada said we should only sing the songs approved and given to us by the acharyas. He said, actually, we only have two songs. That's all we have is two songs. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nishnanda Shri Adaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaurav Bhaktivinoda and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is all the songs we need. And he said we could also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. This was Prabhupada's instruction about kirtan. Now it's become a fashion among some devotees to, you know, invent all these new kirtans like nittai, 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 kar. You know, invent new kirtans. But Prabhupada didn't like such things. Even if you read Shuddha Kirti's book, what is his very nice book called What is the Difficulty? He was Prabhupada's personal servant. They were just going in the temple and they were going Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. And Prabhupada said, they will chant Nittai Gaur Hari Bol and I will chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. Prabhupada was not even into Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. You ever heard him chant it?
Is it?
So, you know, there's different fashions in ISKCON. It's like now many devotees take the thread from the deity and wear it on their wrist. I see it all over ISKCON. He has one too. If you look in the Veda base, there's a conversation between Prabhupada and the sannyasi temple president of our Vrindavan temple. And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, they're wearing the prasadam of the deity around their wrist. Prabhupada said, stop this. Prabhupada actually said, stop it. So there's different things that become popular in ISKCON because devotees just aren't reading, carefully reading Prabhupada's teachings, and these things are coming in that are against Prabhupada's teaching. Therefore, especially for our managers, they should read thoroughly all of Prabhupada's books, his letters, everything. So these things that are actually, but Prabhupada said, should not be there, they shouldn't be going on in our movement, you see. Because we want to please Prabhupada, you see, that's our goal. We want to do what Prabhupada wants us to do. That's how we'll become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. As confirmed in the Mahabharata. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. One should follow the pathway of the previous acharyas. So we are Prabhupada Margis, you see. We are following the Marg of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, we have to study his teachings. We have to read his books thoroughly. How many of you have read all of Prabhupada's books? Not even one of you. You see? So get reading. Every spare minute you have, read. Don't neglect your service. Don't neglect the preaching, but every spare minute you have, read these books. Actually, somebody asked me, how much time should you spend reading? And I said, 24 hours a day. And I said, if it's not practical, you should read at least 23 hours a day. If that's not practical, at least 22 hours a day. That's not practical, at least 21 hours a day. In this way, you should read as much as possible Prabhupada's books, you see. Every spare minute. Instead of just sitting around and, overeating and prajalping, and read the books. And somebody complained. They said, how you can say to read the book 24 hours? Where's the time for social life? What about time with our family? What about my job, they asked. Actually, I didn't actually say you had to read 24 hours a day. They misread my statement. But still, I told them this. If you want to socialize, go to the temple. Join the kirtan. Attend the classes. That's our social life. We don't need to go to the mundane cinema or the soccer game or something for social life. Sit around and watch some stupid television show for social life. You want social life? Go to the temple. What about time with your family? Well, sit with your husband, your wife, your kids, and have a kirtan. Read and discuss from Prabhupada's books. Well, what about my job? Well, you do your job. But you do it for Krishna. That money you earn, it's not your money. You give that money to fix up this temple building. You give that money so these brahmacharis can have some heat in the winter. You see? You support the movement with your money. It's not your money, it's Krishna's money. You give as much as you can to help the movement. So in this way, we can be practically engaged in Krishna consciousness. So I don't know if I may have totally missed your question completely, but I got inspired by the thing you said. I got really inspired by because these devotees here are very dedicated preachers, and therefore I have to just tell them everything. I can't hold anything back. Many places they go, I'm kind of polite, you know, I don't want to rock the boat, you know. But these are frontline heroes here. I can lay it all on the line here in this temple. Okay, anything else? Any other questions? Yeah.
I wanted to ask, when you asked like devotees that did everybody read the all the Prabhupada's books, no one raised their hand. So it's quite kind of seems like strange for me, because I've heard many comments like Prabhupada's devotees, Prabhupada's disciples, they're saying, we're coming to Mayapur, 20 years ago there was young devotees. Now we're coming 10 years ago, young devotees only. And then we're coming, now it's only young devotees. And now also we see that in this auditory, only young devotees, and nobody read all Prabhupada's books. And where are all devotees gone? You know?
What's that?
Where are all devotees? Because so many devotees here in Estonia, and only few.
Why have they left?
I don't know, where they are.
Because they didn't read Prabhupada's books? That's why they left.
Я спрашивал, я вопрос сейчас в том, что я говорю, что никто не прочитал книги еще Прабхупады. Что говорят, что спросили, все ли прочитали книги еще Прабхупады, никто не поднял руку, и все здесь молодые преданные, я спрашиваю, где все старшие преданные?
Prabhupada said, if we don't read all of his books, we'll fall down.
И Махарадж говорит, что если их здесь нет, значит, они прочитали все книги Прабхупады, и Прабхупада говорил, что если мы не прочитаем все его книги, значит, мы упадем просто.
So if you want to protect yourself, you want to remain in this movement for your whole life, study all the books, at least begin. If you can't do it all now, at least your lifetime goal should be to be to read all the books, gradually, slowly. Even if it takes you 20 years, you should do it. If you read one verse and one purport every day, you'll gradually, well, I don't know if you can make it in your life, but you can read one chapter. Well, anyway, everybody should be making a sincere effort to read as much as possible. That's the point. And that's why the Bhakti Shastra is a very good program. It forces people to study the books. Any other questions? Points? Yes?
Ваша милость, поделитесь, пожалуйста, своими реализациями. Вот что это значит, вот этим сокровенным смыслом предложения Упачар Господу? Благовония, светильник, вода, платок?
Матаджи is asking, can you please share your realizations about what does it mean, this upacharas, which we offer to the Lord?
About what?
Upacharas, which we offer to the Lord, this flower, fire, incense. What does it mean? What is your realization about this?
About the fire?
When we're offering the arati.
Oh, the arati.
Yes,
it's very nice. These are traditional, these are ways of greeting a great personality. This is how Krishna greeted Sudama, his brahmachari friend. And with the arati. It's a very auspicious way of welcoming a great personality. The incense creates a wonderful aroma. The lamp is very beautiful. The incense is very pleasing to the nose. The lamp is very pleasing to the eyes, and the sense of touch also. The heat from the lamp, that's the sense of touch.
приятный, но вот этот вот светильник, он очень приятен глазам, и только когда ты трогаешь его, очень вот тактильный.
And then the water is a cleansing.
И вода очищает. И водой, говорят, что мы омываем стопы.
The water comes after the land. And then the drying with a handkerchief. And then the flower is very, there's nothing more beautiful and wonderful than a flower. And then a nice cooling peacock fan in the hot season. And a nice chamar to keep the bugs away. Any flies or something, and chamar keeps the flies away. So it's a very wonderful, auspicious way to greet a great personality. I have very fond memories of standing there in Atlanta watching Prabhupada offering arti to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. You should have seen how much love Prabhupada put into that arti. I mean, every ounce of his love for Bhaktisiddhanta was being expressed by the way he offered that arti. So in an arti, you have to give your love to Krishna. You have to give your love to the spiritual master. Not just waving some sticks in the air, some ritual. You're showing your love. You're expressing your love by the arti.
Huh?
That's what I said, your love to Krishna and your love to Guru. I mentioned Krishna, yes. It's the same thing for the deity. Krishna is actually standing there. Here's something that here's a little mental trick I found that can help you when you're doing an arti. You see, time is only a covering, actually. Time is a covering. Time and space, they're coverings. When you become a pure devotee, time and space just melt away. So that means actually you're a liberated soul in the spiritual world and you're offering an arti to Radha and Krishna in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan, in their actual forms, original form. But time is separating. Now you're a conditioned soul, you see. But if you can go deep enough into that arti, time and space will melt away and you'll find yourself actually in Goloka Vrindavan offering an arti, the original Radha and Krishna. Or in Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nanda, the same thing. If you go deep enough into it, time and space just melt away and you actually find yourself, wow, I'm in Goloka Vrindavan, and there are Radha and Krishna. They've just had their rasa dance and now I'm offering them an arti. I mean, it'll actually happen someday. You know. So the arti is a doorway, it's a portal that actually allows you to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. So you just have to go deeper and deeper, and every time you offer an arti, you should try to go a little, at least that much closer to Golok. Anything else? We got about 60 seconds. Yeah. Why do you think that the home is not a temple? If your home is not a temple, you're not a grihastha. Your home is a temple, I know. I'm talking in general. I'm talking to everyone. If your home is not a temple, you're a Grihamedi, you're not a Grihastha.
Если ваш дом не храм, то вы не грехаст, вы грехами.
Why do we have a temple here?
Почему у нас храм здесь?
It's to teach you how to have a temple and home.
Для того, чтобы научить нас, как иметь храм дома.
But we advise don't have elaborate deity worship. You come here and worship these deities.
Но мы советуем вам не поклоняться особенно божествам дома, лучше поклоняться.
Have a simple temple at home. Either photographs or Gornitai deities. With photographs and Gornitai, you can keep it simple. You don't have to offer the RT. If you want to come to the temple, it's okay. So we advise against having other deities at home, like just have either Gornitai or photographs. That's what we recommend. Okay, so our time is up. We'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.